Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning once again, Blog Talk listening audience, and thank you so much, Isaiah, for always introducing this show. You're such a wonderful grandson. It's a pleasure to have you be able to introduce my show here, Home-Based Business 101. Well, you know, people, we've been doing, and as I said, our previous shows from now to the end of the year, we're doing tax tips for larger returns, And basically, as a home-based business owner, you're eligible for tremendous tax write-offs. Our first show we did, we covered advertisement, and how to put together your advertisement budget and different kind of things that you can write off in terms of advertisement. Our second show, we covered vehicle expenses from mileage to leasing to, you know, how to write off your automobile expenses. Yesterday's show, we covered business use of home and how to come up with your formula for what percentage of your home you use for your business and all of the different deductions that you can take from using your home as a business. Today, I'm going to cover a topic, and this topic is about your expenses, your business expenses. What you want to do with your business expenses, you want to try as much as possible for every business expenditure that you have to have a debit card that you use to make those purchases or those expenditures or whatever it is that you have to do for your business as far as expenses. Because by using a debit card, you won't have to go around at the end of the year trying to get all of your receipts together by using your debit card. All you have to do is take your bank statements, and on your bank statements there will be a permanent record of everything that you purchased with your debit card, and that makes it easier for keeping track of those expenses and just makes it easier if you ever get audited. And all you got to do is, you know, as opposed to going through shoeboxes of receipts and organizing them and all of that, if you use your debit card for all your business expenses, you'll make it easier for yourself and easier for whoever you might have that prepares your taxes for you. And so, you know, that is the basic tax tip for today. Today's program is, you know, real short, sweet, and simple, and to the point. Remember, for all business expenses, you want to try to use your debit card. Have a special debit card for your business that you use for all of those expenses. If you have to pay cash for something, withdraw the money from an ATM so you still will have a record of the cash that you withdrew, and then on your bank statement, you want to save the receipt, but on your bank statement, you'll write $20 was taken out for and whatever that expense was. You write it down, but you should be able to, for most businesses, you should be able to use your debit card for all of your business expenditures. And especially if you take someone out for lunch, something like that, you know, use your debit card. It's just a good rule of thumb to do that. And as I said on each one of the shows, one of the hottest new products out there to really help you with your business is mobile marketing. And if you want to learn more about mobile marketing, or you need some more information in terms of some of these tax tips, and, you know, you would like for us to contact you, what you need to do is text the word learn more, LEARNMORE, all one word, to the number 58203. I'll repeat that one more time. You do is text the word, all one word, learn more, LEARNMORE, to the following number. Put the learn more in the message box, and where it says to, who you're sending it to, you're sending it to 58203. That is our short code number. And, you know, we'll be able to get back to you and help you learn more about mobile marketing and about tax benefits. So until next time, hey, this has been Bobby Jahi here on Home Based Business 101 with your tax tip for the day. God bless you. Have a beautiful, wonderful day. And just enjoy life. Enjoy life. And make sure that you get a licensed tax professional to help you with your taxes. You'll know they're a licensed tax professional because they'll have an IRS PIN code number. They don't have an IRS PIN code number. That's the ID number for doing taxes. They don't have that. They're not registered with the IRS, and they cannot do anybody's taxes. Okay, till next time, take care. God bless you.